I know you want to make 220 great again.
Well, I want to confirm with one of them. Well, somebody said yesterday, I think Tim won. There's two Tims over there. Tim 1 said that Tim 2 possibly won't be coming to Dayton this year, but now maybe Jason will be, and maybe Jason will set up the 220 repeater there in the flea market like they had last year. 22438, I think it was. I can't remember if they had any kind of PL on there. Probably not, but I can't remember. But anyway, we brought that frequency into the radio system here at the W9SAM 220 network. And I had fun with it for 3 or 4 days. And they asked me, is there a spot around here that they could keep this repeater here and keep it on and use it? I said, wow, that would be big and very nice if we could do that. But there was nowhere to put it, and I don't have influence with the Dayton Hamvention anymore like I used to. We could have made that happen, possibly. I know the sheriff that's an SK now, he was a ham operator. He established a tower over there for the kids behind the grandstands. Gave them their own building and everything. Put their big tower up. We could have put it right on that tower. And been right there on the fairgrounds property. Boy, oh boy, that would have worked great. That would have been nice to have. A link to the Global 220. W9SAM, Craig, are you here in Chicago talk this morning? Over.
Affirmative. As I stated before, I was hearing all the other stations outside of you, yes.